Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
The month of May was a time of change in New York City. The cold weather was finally over. The days of sunshine began to outnumber the days of clouds and dread. Anything seemed possible, especially in 1928, when America's economy was booming. Unemployment was low, and even a middle-class family had the chance for success. That's exactly how Edward Budd felt that spring. He and his wife, Delia, lived in an apartment house on West 15th Street in New York's Chelsea neighborhood with their children, Edward Jr., who was 18 and everyone called Eddie, Albert, George, little Beatrice, and Grace, who was 12 and enrolled at a nearby public school. The Buds were more or less an ordinary New York City family. Edward had a job as a doorman and made a decent living. They weren't rich, but they weren't poor. They attended church, they shopped for groceries in the neighborhood stores. They were city people. Well, all of them but Eddie. Summer was coming, and soon, more than anything, he wanted to get out of the big city. He had a fascination with wide open places, real grass, farms, and fields. He was tired of the noise and the dirtiness in New York, and on May 21st, decided to do something about it. He placed an advertisement in the Situations Wanted column of the New York newspaper, The World. It read, "Young man, 18 years old, wishes position in the country for the summer." And Eddie got a reply. The old man came to the house on Wednesday, May 23rd. He was thin with sagging brown eyes, skin that looked like parchment, white hair, and a stiff-looking white mustache. He was wearing a conservative suit that, while a little seedy, still made him appear respectable. He introduced himself to Mrs. Budd as Frank Howard, and explained that he had a vegetable truck garden near Farmingdale on Long Island. And he asked her, "Is it your son who wants to work in the country this summer?" Delia called Eddie, and the three of them sat down in the living room of the apartment. Mr. Howard explained further that he'd also had a half dozen milk cows on his Long Island farm and had six children, although only one of his children still lived at home. He was a widower, he said, and could certainly use the extra help. Mr. Howard explained that Eddie would be given room and board as well as $20 a month during the summer. And this was exactly what the young man wanted to hear, and he eagerly asked when he could start. Howard said he'd be back in the city to visit his sister on Saturday or Sunday, after which he'd pick up Eddie and drive him to Farmingdale. "Come a little early and have dinner with us," Delia offered. Mr. Howard thanked her graciously and promised to let her know which day he'd be coming. She asked him who did his cooking for him at home. Did he have a woman who works in his house? The old man shook his head, a little embarrassed. He said that he did the cooking, although he didn't like it. And he said to Delia, "If you have a daughter about young Eddie's age, I'd give her a job too." But Grace Budd was too young. She was only 12 and couldn't get working papers from her school. It was too bad, Delia thought. Mr. Howard seemed to be an excellent employer. Howard left the apartment that day, and the next morning the Buds received a wire saying he would be arriving on Sunday, May 27th. Eddie's suitcase was already packed by then, anxious to be off to the country. His mother, a little sad because her oldest son would be gone for the next few months, had set the table with her best dishes and had a chicken roasting in the oven. When Frank Howard knocked on the door, he was right on time. He sat down at the table with the Buds, meeting their young daughter Grace for the first time. The pretty brown-haired girl was almost a teenager, with an air of innocence about her that Mr. Howard knew would soon be gone. Howard asked if he might say grace, and all bowed their heads. He prayed feverishly, asking for a blessing on the house, the food, and the family. They enjoyed the meal, and everyone seemed pleased that Delia had made apple pie for dessert. As Howard picked at his pie with his fork, he looked at Grace and he smiled. He leaned toward the girl and spoke to her quietly, as if they had a secret between them. "I know of a party. I'll bet you'd like to go to one." Grace looked up at him, smiling and obviously a little excited. Howard nodded and looked at the others around the table. His face had lit up and he smiled happily. He said to the Buds, "You see, kids never can pass up a party, especially little girls." He explained that his sister was having a party that day for her daughter and a few of her daughter's friends, all of them Grace's age. He said that he knew it was unusual to ask and he wouldn't be offended if they said no. But he thought Grace might enjoy the party. They could go together and then he'd bring Grace home by 4 o'clock. After that, he and Eddie could head out to his place in Farmingdale. Mr. Bud hesitated, but Grace pleaded with him to allow her to go. As her parents discussed the party with Mr. Howard, Grace squirmed in her seat. Then at last, the Bud said it seemed to be all right. Mr. Bud asked, "Where does your sister live, Mr. Howard?" The older man quickly replied, "On Columbus Avenue, near 137th Street. It won't take long to get there and come back." So hand in hand, the old man and the young girl left the apartment building at 1:20 p.m. that afternoon and disappeared down the street. The Buds were confident that everything would go well, but they didn't realize they'd overlooked one thing. Columbus Avenue stretched only to 110th Street. When they finally remembered this, it was too late. Grace Budd was never seen alive again. From the day of her disappearance, the mystery of little Grace's vanishing and the efforts of the New York City Police Department to unravel it galvanized the public. What made the case so sensational was not simply the flower-like innocence of the victim, but perhaps even more, the chilling circumstances of the crime. She'd been lured from her home and family by a kind and grandfatherly man who'd offered to take her to a party. Neither Grace nor her elderly companion, a man of such coloring that he soon became known in the newspapers as the Gray Man, returned that night. Or ever again. Grace's kidnapping struck a powerful chord in the hearts of American parents. The abduction was a crime that couldn't fail to send a shiver of fear through the parents of every young child. Only the rich, after all, had to worry about their children being kidnapped for money. But no child was safe from the evil that sought out Grace Budd. And no child was safe from the treachery of a smiling stranger whose friendliness concealed something inherently wicked. More than any other kidnapping of the era, the taking of Grace Budd revealed a terrible truth, that the world is filled with monsters and that the innocence of children makes them vulnerable to such creatures. As years passed, child abduction became such an epidemic that even milk cartons were printed with the faces of the missing. And while most kidnapped children were taken by bitterly divorced parents, stealing them from a hated ex-husband or wife, the taking of children by predatory strangers remained a legitimate fear. For millions of Americans, it was the story of Grace Budd that first gave birth to that nightmare. That's not to say that parents haven't always closely watched their children or cautioned them about speaking to strangers, but Grace's case became one of the most terrifying in our country's history. Before Grace vanished, America was a different place, a place where parents felt free to allow their young children the freedom to roam, even in New York City, without fearing they would disappear forever. But the kidnapping of Grace Budd didn't just create the fear of something terrible happening to our children. It also revealed that true monsters live among us. These monsters are not the stuff of fiction. They're so real. They can make your blood run cold. It would take 6 years before the disappearance of Grace Budd was solved. And when it was, the story of what had happened to her turned out to be more horrifying than the fears of any parent. The Gray Man would be revealed to be one of those monsters, an unimaginable creature of evil and perversity. Though his name might not be listed with the most famous killers in American history, it should be. Behind the faded features of the man was a fiend who spent years luring Grace Budd and many other children to their deaths. The identity of the Gray Man was none other than Albert Fish. And with this, we'll begin the new season 5 of Dead Men Do Tell Tales, which you can only listen to by becoming a Patreon supporter of American Hauntings. To do that, just go to patreon.com/American Hauntings and get signed up now. We can't thank you enough for being a listener of the American Hauntings podcast, and we hope you'll join us for this alternative show, which falls in between the regular episodes of the podcast, giving you something new to enjoy every week. Thanks again, and stay tuned for the first episode of Monster, coming soon.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.